and you can hit the road with your very own Arizona Staycation.
Nice job on the music again.
But I want to finish talking about the state park we never should have built.
Right. Yeah, it's a tough one. So I first took over. I wasn't here. I was in Wisconsin when the tragedy actually happened. So now I'm the new director, and they tell me that I'm the chair of the committee. And at that point, there was a turning point of we're either going to get this park built. It was a mission, and to do it for the families. So there was a board. There was a group that came together, but it was really about the families and getting it right. So, long story short, we had to purchase the property. We had to get the easements. Just all this bureaucratic stuff that's behind the scenes. But I'm proud to say that within I don't remember if it was a year and a half or 2 years, but that we built the park and we didn't call it opened it. We dedicated it, and that was November 30th of last year, and that the families and the public and the firefighting community. And anyways, it's kind of tough to talk about because I don't want to, either way, that it's there and it's going to be a dedication to these guys for decades to come. And when you hike this trail and you take it all the way to the site of the tragedy, you come out a different person. It's about a 2 mile trail on the way in. And every tenth of a mile, if you will, it's another marker for each of the different guys. And then at the top, we have an overlook, and it takes you down the journey trail because that was their final journey. But I really encourage everybody to pay their tributes and go hike that trail. And even if you can't make it the whole way, at least try some of it. So, but I brought you something, so it's one of your...
And they're making a movie for the Granite Mountain Hotshots.
Yeah, yeah. It's Only the Brave is the name of it.
I don't think I can watch it. That morning, mm-hmm. It was actually afternoon, I walked out to feed. And from our home in Whitman, you can see the hieroglyphic mountains. You can't see Yarnell.
Right.
But I could see the smoke coming over it, and there was just this strange haze. I've seen forest fires. I've been in Arizona my whole life. That's nothing new. But there was just something about that day and the calmness. And something else is really wrong. And
yeah.
I went back inside. I turned on the news, and it had just hit that 19 had died. And it was just...
Yeah.
It was like a freeze frame time lapse that I'll never forget that. Well, I don't think I can watch the movie.
Well, the trailer came out, and that was tough. And, you know, having built relationships with a lot of the family members and, you know, Amanda Marsh and what have you, it's you know, it's touchy, you know, it's soon and it's, but I'm glad that the park is there and that we got it done. It wouldn't have happened without APS and without the families and without all the partners that made it happen. And my team, Skip Varney, he's one of our deputy directors, that he was out there every day actually, you know, building it with these ace crews from across the country. But anyways, on the back of the hat that I'm going to give you, which is one of the American-made hats, it says Esse Quam Verde, and it's a Latin term for to be rather than to seem. And the guys all had it on their shirts because I asked the family, was there a saying or was there something? And it was, you know, to be the hero, don't act like be the father, be the husband, don't act like the husband. And I think we can all learn something from how we can each be better, as Andrew Ashcraft would say. So here's on behalf of the...
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to switch that out as soon as I take my headset off and we'll get a picture.
Go.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What we're not going to have time to cover the Arizona Staycation. I'll bump that to the 9 o'clock, wrapping this up. How does somebody get there to the...
You just go through Wickenburg and you go... what's the highway? Anyways, you go through Wickenburg and you head up... Wickenburg and you head up to Yarnell.
89,
but then you got to loop back around.
You have to go up to Yarnell to circle back around.
Yeah. Well, there's a left-hand turn right there, but before Yarnell, but...
Go into Yarnell and buy lunch.
Yeah,
support your local community. Well, you got some nice little cafes.
I will tell
there.
You this, that I think people understand what a state park in their community means to the economy of it. And even if this is a tragedy and a terrible park that we wish we never had to build, I think we're part of helping Yarnell rebuild. There's a city park in town that I want to find money to help the city park build it, because I want people to park there and then have a shuttle, because we only have 15 parking spaces. There's no way we could have built enough parking spaces or had the money to on the side of the mountain there. So that's my goal, is to finish that city park, to tell the story of Yarnell, and then to have the shuttle go back and forth. So then the bathrooms and everything, and they'll be built in town. So my goal is to raise some money to get that done as soon as possible.
Executive Director of Arizona State Parks, Sue Black. Man, what a treasure this hour was.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I wish you guys could have heard us when we were offline during the... Anyways, there's so much to talk about. But at the end of the day, you guys should all be proud of your Arizona State Parks and Trails. You own them. You should use them.
Anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.